This is Jody Apple.
The golden rule comes from these two passages, Matthew 7, verse 12, which reads, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." The second passage in Luke 6:31 says, "And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise." Today's thoughts focus on the law and the prophets. We notice our key passage for today's study in chapter 7, verse 12, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." In our prior program, we focused on Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12, specifically as it related to the golden rule and giving. Today, starting with the exact same passage, we focus on another key component of the golden rule, namely the law and the prophets. At the end of our reading of Matthew's account of the golden rule, we see these words, "For this is the law and the prophets." Here are some questions to consider. What does the expression, "the law and the prophets," mean? How does it relate to the golden rule in Matthew chapter 7? Is there some other phrase or principle that will help me understand it better? Let's answer these questions. First, let's take a look at other passages in the New Testament that use the same expression. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 says this, "Do not think that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Chapter 7, verse 12, our context, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Chapter 11, verse 13 of Matthew, "For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John." Chapter 22, verse 40, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Luke chapter 16, verse 16, "The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it." Chapter 24, verse 44 of Luke, "Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." John 1:45. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." In the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 15, "And after reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, Men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on." Same book, chapter 24, 14 of Acts, "But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets." Two more, one, Acts 28:23. "So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening." And the final passage, Romans 3:21, "But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." Let's think about these passages. Let's observe and examine the interconnectedness of several New Testament topics and themes. First, let's return to the golden rule that we introduced in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, and that we will look at next in Luke chapter 6, verse 31. In Matthew 7:12, the context is about giving to meet needs and so be like God. In Matthew 7:12, the context of fulfilling everything in the law and the prophets is introduced, meaning that we are fulfilling what God has planned and implemented even throughout both the Mosaic and Christian ages. In Luke 6:31, the context is about loving enemies and doing good to those who hate us. Next, consider the law and the prophets expression, our current focus. The law and the prophets, according to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17, was upheld by the Christ and fulfilled in his life. The law and the prophets in chapter 7 verse 12 is summed up in a golden rule. In Matthew 22, verse 40, the law and the prophets is summed up in the great commandments. In Luke 24, verses 44 and following, it is summed up in the life of the Christ. In Romans 3:21, the law and the prophets witnessed God's righteousness apart from the law. And in Acts 24, verse 14, the law and the prophets was in some way connected to the way, that is, the church, and the worship of that church in the early days. Consider also the interconnectedness of the expression law and the prophets with the great commandments. Matthew 22, verse 40 says, "On these two commandments, love of God and love of neighbor, hang the law and the prophets." It is important to observe here that several passages in the New Testament connect the second great commandment with fulfilling the law. Romans 13:8, "Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law." Two verses later, verse 10 of Romans 13, "Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law." Galatians 5, verse 14, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And the last one, James chapter 2, verse 8, "If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well." In the next place, the interconnectedness of the expression the law and the prophets is not only related to the golden rule, the great commandments, but also, as we've already intimated, the role of Christ himself. In Luke 24:44 and following, Jesus told the Emmaus road walkers that the law, the prophets, and the Psalms all led to himself. Philip told Nathanael that they found the one mentioned by Moses in the law and also the prophets. Namely, they found Jesus of Nazareth, John 1:45. Paul, after reading of the law and the prophets, took the opportunity to teach in the synagogue about the Christ, Acts chapter 13 and in verse 15. And in Acts chapter 28, verse 23, Paul taught the Jews that had come to his own lodging that Jesus was the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. In the next place, we see that the law and the prophets is connected to the righteousness of God. In this greater context, Matthew 5:17 through Matthew 7:12, the text consists of several units and subunits that include thematically connected literary hinges. Namely this, the law and the prophets is introduced in the first passage, 5:17, and concludes in the second passage, chapter 7 and verse 12. True righteousness in this context is a righteousness that originates from the very love of God. That is one of the major themes of this particular text, chapter 5, verse 17 through 7:12. Jesus' teaching is about fulfilling God's will, which is ultimately represented in the Jewish scriptural traditions, notice scriptural traditions, and finally, true righteousness is the way to enter God's kingdom. In this context, righteousness is seen through both individual responsibility before God, that's the love God part of the great commandment, but it is also seen through mutually beneficial reciprocity with everyone that is around us. That's the love neighbor part of the great commandment. In the midst of this discussion from 5:17 through 7:12, we witness an elaboration of the life that God's people are to demonstrate as part of their righteousness before God. And finally, in this setting, we note that in Romans chapter 3, verse 21, that righteousness is obtained apart from the law, but that it is witnessed by the law and the prophets. In the next place, we notice this, that the expression, the law and the prophets, is related to the worship of God in the kingdom of God, that is the church. God's kingdom, identified as the way in the setting of Acts 24 and verse 14, was the backdrop for the worship that Paul practiced. He says that he practiced that worship, believing everything in the law and the prophets. The point, the way, and the worship were both related to the law and the prophets. Then finally, love is the ultimate summary of our responsibility before God. Here, that is, love as the ultimate summary. Here, the element of higher righteousness finds expression in the distinction between behavior which is seen and applauded by others, and in the context it's referring to prayer, almsgiving, and fasting, simply so that they would be seen. That behavior which is seen and applauded by others is not the same as that which is known only to the individual and to God. Christians must be reminded that they should trust in God in order to provide everything that they need for their survival, the mercy and the forgiveness which we expect from God requires that we should show the same mercy toward others. In the context of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus introduced the expression, the law and the prophets, 5:17. The next time we read that expression, the law and the prophets, is in 7:12. Where it is tied to the Golden Rule. In our earlier lesson, we noted that the Golden Rule, as found in 7:12, could not stand alone. It needs to be understood in the context of asking, seeking, knocking, the particulars of God's provisions for us, and our willingness to provide for others. We must understand that in order to properly understand the entire context. That connection, while important, is not the only one that we must make. The Golden Rule, because of its connections with the law and the prophets, the great commandments, the redemptive role of the Christ, the righteousness of God, the worship of God in the church, and finally, the Golden Rule, because of its connection with the most profound of biblical themes, the love of God, must be understood as prompting everything about the Christian life. The Golden Rule must be understood as being a shorthand way of addressing every responsibility that we have before God. It determines everything that we think, everything that we say, and everything that we do. It guides our teaching, our behavior, and our attitudes toward God and toward others. In our next lesson, we will see just how far-reaching the Golden Rule is when we realize that God has commanded us to follow it and practice it before all men, including our enemies. Thank you so much for listening today.